Okay, so this is D&D Encounters, Lost Crown of Neverwinter. That's season 6 of D&D Encounters. And this is week number 7, session 7, which is the beginning of chapter 3. So for anyone, or for everyone, you should have full hit points, full healing surges. Everyone has one action point. Everyone has all their daily powers back. It's just like we were starting from the beginning. Now, just a quick question. How many people here are level 2?
I am.
So three of you guys are, and two of you are not. So that should work out just fine. So if you remember, at the end of the last encounter, you were at the House of a Thousand Faces. You duked it out with Charles, the halfling, and at the end, he surrendered. You have to make a decision now about what you want to do with Charles. It turns out he's actually a pretty bad dude. He's got a lot of warrants out for his arrest. Most of them for things like con artists and stuff. Like, he's not a murderer, but he does a lot of bad things. So the Eladrin and the Half-Elf that run the House of a Thousand Faces are actually Harpers, which eventually they would have revealed this fact to you. And so they say that, you know, they've actually would like to interrogate Charles a little bit, question him, and try and get some information out of him. But it's up to you guys if you want to leave him in their care. Alternatively, you can turn them over to the authorities and have them arrested. I mean, you won't. There's no reward for it. It's just a story thing. It'll depend, depending on which of those two actions you take, will depend on what ends up happening as far as some other stuff that goes on. So, what do you guys think? Would you turn them over to the authorities, or would you leave them with the Harpers? Now, I believe you're playing a Harper. Is anyone else at the table playing
a
Harper?
So is Dimitri and Connie.
I mean, you guys play your own characters, but I gotta think that you would turn them over to the Harpers.
What did the last group do?
They left him with the Harpers as well.
Man,
let's do something.
I want to leave him to lynch mob. Come on.
Well, I guess the third option is always you could just let him go straight up. We're going to let him go!
No.
That option doesn't sit well.
No?
With
no.
Me.
And then there's the option of murdering him in cold blood, but I'm ruling that one out.
I might be a slut, but I can't rightly let him go free,
no.
So...
Okay, so you're going to leave him with the Harpers?
Yep.
Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that?
Not really, but I
say authorities.
I'd rather authorities.
Well, the Harpers
the
will...
The other group did the Harpers, so let's do the authorities.
So this is the thing. The Harpers are going to, like, basically interrogate him, question him, and then they're going to turn him over to the authorities. They just want to get some info out of him
first. If it's going to end up to the authorities...
They're not going to just release him, and they're not going to kill him. He knows stuff, and they want to know what he knows, so... Okay, so by turning them over to the Harpers as a token of their appreciation, they provide the party with two healing potions.
Told you.
So you guys figure out what you want to do. Had you turn them over to the law, they don't give you the healing potions, so that's why I needed to know. You guys figure out who has them, write them down, and we go from there.
Who's got free hands?
I know.
That becomes the big thing, is it requires actions to draw a potion and consume a potion.
So a mage just have free hand?
Yeah, the wizard would have. You have what, a staff?
Staff.
Yeah. So you probably wouldn't need both of them at the same time. But anyway, you guys figure it out. It's not the end of the world. I would think probably the paladin is probably the person who would be the least helpful to have. It's just he's got the lay on hands.
Yeah.
Do we have an actual leader in the party right now?
No.
Nice. Okay, this should be fun.
I think I'm the closest we can, like,
you should
get.
Be fine. I think the other group, they had two leaders, and they only used one healing power during the combat.
Never mind. I was going to ask about tieflings and their tails I think that's a special feat if you want to.
Yeah. Okay, so from a time perspective, the previous chapter began early in the day, and then the time it took you to do the combat at the wall, travel through the city, cross the bridge, do some fighting at the bridge, and come to the House of a Thousand Faces. I believe the description was that it was nightfall when you arrived there, which probably would have been like maybe 7, 8 o'clock-ish. So it's probably like about 9 p.m., and if you remember, and I will remind you, the information Charles provided was that you guys were looking for the Dead Rat's hideout. The Dead Rat's hideout is through a trapdoor in the old boathouse near Black Lake. The trapdoor leads down to the sewers, and the hideout is found at the end of a tunnel. Boathouse is heavily guarded by the Dead Rats during the day, but they figure that no one's stupid enough to linger around Black Lake after dark. If your heroes fight their way through the park's own nightly guardians, they can get in quietly without arousing the alarm. So, 9 o'clock. You need 6 hours for an extended rest. The Harpers who run the House of a Thousand Faces are like, this is a perfectly safe place. You guys want to chill out for 6 hours, gain all your stuff back, and then head out in the middle of the night before the Dead Rats come back and post their morning guard. That's probably a good idea, and they can help you with that. So that's what's happened. You know, it's 3-4 in the morning. You guys wake up. Everyone's refreshed, and you're ready to rock and roll. Now, at this point, the Harpers also have access to equipment and items. So if anyone has a stash of gold they've been holding on to and haven't purchased any items yet, I think a lot of you guys purchased items earlier, but you have the opportunity to do so. Now, I believe a plus one item is 360 gold pieces. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if anybody has that kind of cash, but if you do, they can acquire stuff and get it for you. Same thing with consumables. If you're looking for extra healing potions or anything like that, you want to buy them. I believe healing potions are 50 gold pieces, but they just gave you two for free. So I would suspect you're probably good. They do let you know that through the course of the adventure, you can always come back to them for more swag. So, again, they're not giving it away for free, but as you acquire more
then
money...
That is not swag. How dare you?
Okay, so...
I want my free healing potions.
You wake up, they cook you a quick breakfast, everyone's ready to rock and roll, and that's where we pick things up. You've acquired a firm lead on the hideout of the dead rats, and you mean to make the most... I screwed this up the last time, dude. Too many M's in this sentence. You've acquired a firm lead on a hideout of the dead rats and mean to make your move at midnight. But you needed 6 hours for the extended rest, so it's going to be a little later than midnight. Thiresis, which I believe is the Eladrin, relays that matters have grown very tense indeed in Neverwinter. Rumors plague the streets suggesting that the Lost Era will soon declare open war on Lord Neverember. Unless something is done to resolve this crisis soon, blood will soak Neverwinter's streets. So if you remember, that's part of your whole motivation, right? Is you're trying to find information about the Lost Heir. The dead rats have started to fall in leagues with the Sons of Alangondar, who have been a group of rebels. The Sons of Alangondar have basically united against the Lost Heir. And so you figure by going to the dead rats, going to the Sons of Alangondar, that will lead you to more information and hopefully a face-to-face meeting with the Lost Heir. So it's the means to an end. It's a few dominoes that need to fall before you get what you want, but that's the direction we're heading in. Okay, so is there any sort of prep that anyone wants to do before you head out?
Could I purchase a wench for Jacob?
Sorry, a what?
A wench.
They can arrange for something that meets his not-so-discriminating tastes for later.
What if he wants it to be discriminated?
You guys can handle that. When there is peace in Neverwinter, Jacob gets his peace.
He lost in a lot of arm wrestles to a gnome, so I don't think he really can break stuff.
Okay. So, if there's no prep, then you guys head out. And again, I'm not so worried about finding the way. We'll assume that you've been provided with adequate directions so you know where you need to go. So you're heading to Black Lake. So on your way, you can smell Black Lake before it comes into sight. The park is a swamp, tainting the air around it with a foul stench of rotting. When you draw closer, the saturated ground sucks at your feet. It's summer, and the perimeter of the lake has dried up, leaving pools of muddy water to form a swamp. Maybe on this map here. The humidity around Black Lake is oppressive. So when the heroes enter the swamp area, which is where you are now, everyone has to make an endurance check. DC is 12. So let me know if anyone fails that check.
I win. You win.
Yeah. That's good rolls.
That's going to be
a 12. I would encourage you not to roll that one.
Oh. Might as well blow it now.
You failed.
Technically, I need it. I have a fucking native for that.
Language.
Man.
Connie, what'd you end up with?
Negative four.
Okay, so its
rating
is
six total.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not gonna be enough. So anyone who did not score 12 or better on their endurance check, your movement, your speed of your movement is reduced by one for this battle. So I think for most of you guys, you're gonna go from a 5 to a 4, possibly
really
6 to a 5.
Glad that didn't fail.
Okay, yeah, for guys in heavy armor, it sucks. That happened to me in a previous game. I was playing a paladin. Oh, your armor speed's reduced by 2. I had a 3 speed the whole combat. And I had no range attacks. I'm like, I dare you to fight me. Come on, I dare you.
I just charge.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I move and charge. Ooh, I covered 6 squares. Okay. So, as you're going through the swamp, you know, you're not exactly sure where you need to go once you get there. So it takes a little bit of walking around, which is why the endurance checks were required. Because if it was just, we go there and there it is, you could, you know, probably find a safe way. But because you have to sort of navigate through... when you finally get there, a couple of you guys have been breathing in the fumes, and you're like, I don't feel so good. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, just take it slow, you'll be fine. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I'll move one less square every round, I'll be
nice
a lot better.
It is.
Okay. So the characters will actually be arriving sort of from this direction. There are some dry patches, and when the combat begins, you're actually on one of these sort of dry patches. Does everyone have a mini?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get all the minis?
Awesome.
Jacob, you're the treasure chest?
Oh, yeah.
Put me near the water, I guess.
Whoa.
Jacob's in the water, yeah. All right.
We're missing
my
one?
My speed is like 20.
It is.
Which one are you? You're this little dude?
Yep.
What is this?
Familiar?
Copper dragon. Oh, is it familiar? Okay. And it occupies full space? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Copper dragon, I think I've got.
Technically, it's a tiny, so.
I think I have one. Oh, I have the little brass dragon, I think. Okay. The exact position is not that important at the beginning. So, as you guys get onto the map, we get on the next part. So, the boathouse. So, trees and a maze of brambles grow out of the murky waters, and the smell grows increasingly foul. Dimly, you can see a moss-covered building off the shore, this which is right here, and that's your destination. A beached canoe lies before a log bridge that leads to the building ahead. So it's sort of only half on the map here, but you can see there's this canoe, and it's just sort of tipped over on its side. It doesn't look like it's in very good shape. I was going to say, don't explode that on us. We'll be very unhappy. Okay, can I get everybody to give me an active perception check, please?
I roll a natural 20.
Nice.
So I guess that's 22.
1.
16.
10.
Okay. So you're the only one who got a 19 or better?
Yeah. I guess.
Okay. As long as one character makes a check. Hey, look what I see. Monsters.
Okay. I think they want to be friends.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Can I go give them a hug then?
Sure.
Okay, these little dudes, not too close.
Look perfect.
Okay, so I'll gotta warn you right now. None of the minis that I'm using look anything like the real monsters. So I'll tell you
do
what they look like in
you?
A second. Not usually. However, these little gold guys that have numbers, these are all the same. These two little demon guys are the same, and these two are the same. So okay. There's three different types of monsters. I tried to keep the ones that are actually the same type, similar minis. They all actually are like tree-like guys. They look like this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Or something.
They're twink lights. For you guys who play the...
There are Dark Sun friends.
The Shadow and the...
Shadowfell friends.
Yeah, what's the thing? The Black... The Everard's Lost... Jeez, we played it like... It was the whole last season. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Dark Everard's Dark Curse or whatever it was.
Yeah, or Legacy or something.
Yes. Dark Legacy of Everard. Whatever. Man, sorry to the author of that adventure. I'm butchering it. But yeah, you guys fought a bunch of them. So, I mean, those were different characters, but just from a player point of view.
Oh, those are those dumb things that kept animating.
Yeah. So your characters wouldn't know this. Actually, you know what? Let's just get this right out of the way. Everybody give me a monster knowledge check, which is Arcana, please.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
I'm looking at the wizard.
19.
Roll good.
19.
9.
And a 1. He went from a 20 to a 1. Okay, sorry, 19s were your numbers? So, who made the perception check?
I did.
So, Jacob makes a perception check, and he's like, look, I see these weird tree creatures. And you guys who rolled 19s are like, oh, you know what those are? Those are, they're small fey humanoid. They're plant creatures from the fey wild. They're called twig blights.
They're wild.
They're basically like animated trees, for lack of a better term, but they're humanoid. They're actually small, which is why I tried to use the small minis. The only thing you would immediately know is that most of their attacks do poison, and the monsters are likewise resistant to poison. And many of the twig blight, because there's lots of different kinds, many of them have like an attack where they can reach out a number of squares and pull you in towards them. The grab attack doesn't do any damage, but they like hold you tight against them. So. Something to keep in mind. Okay, so with that, let me get everybody's names and initiatives here, and we'll go from there.
Seven. Totally awesome.
Jesus Christ. Seven.
And I'm still not going last. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What do you have, a negative one? A zero?
I have a zero.
Awesome.
So Christopher, right? No.
So guys, wake me when it's my turn.
I knew it was a C name. I couldn't remember. Sorry. Okay. Initiatives. Adam, what'd you get?
I got a 1.
Rock on. Jacob.
7.
Dimitri.
3.
You can't be
Connie.
0?
7.
No. Oh, come on.
Connie and Jacob. Who's got a higher initiative modifier?
I got 2.
3.
All right.
Connie
not
wins.
Me then.
7 plus. Charles.
20.
There we go. It's like, are all the monsters going before the heroes?
Yeah. Yep. It's going to be
nope.
Bad. They're going to maul us.
We're good. Okay.
They'll maul you. I'm smart enough to run away.
Mm.
probably true.
Besides, I'm beautiful. I can't let
you're lucky that these bad initiative rolls, you're lucky that the that you made that perception check, or they would basically, for the most part, get two attacks on you. Okay.
It's a good thing we left that healer behind.
Yeah, who needs him? He's kind of useless. Okay. So
we got these handy-dandy potions that we didn't decide who had them. It's going to be great.
So as you sort of get up here and you're like, look, I see these tree creatures, and the characters who rolled their awesome checks sort of give you a quick, oh, well, be careful, they can reach out, and then that's when things happen. So the murky water ripples around half a dozen creatures that resemble miniature humanoids made of bundled twigs. They skate across the water towards you, reedy voices screeching with rage at your intrusion. Okay, so these little dudes here, they're going to get to go first. One of the things, I'm just going to give you this, I'm not sure if your roll would have been high enough, but I'm going to forget otherwise. Force movement powers, these creatures, all of the creatures on the board, the bad guys, any force movement power, they reduce it by 3. So if you've got a push, pull, or slide, it needs to do 4 or more squares, or they're not going to go anywhere. So it's important to keep in mind. So I think you've got the beguiling strands, right? How much does that do?
6.
So you're good. Just with the other battle, someone had a power that kept push 3, push 3, push 3, and 3's not enough.
I gotta push 1.
And push 1 won't help either.
Only against the little things?
All the monsters. Yeah, it's a common, it's a racial trait with the twig blights. Because they're sort of like firmly rooted in the ground, they can resist the force movement big time. Okay, so these little dudes jump out. So, I mean, I just placed you randomly. Are you guys...
I'm good where I am.
I'm good to be behind everyone.
Okay.
That means I don't get hit, right?
Basically, you can switch places with another hero. That's sort of your only option.
Are you the treasure chest, Jacob?
I am the treasure chest.
Would you like to switch with the wizard?
This is a familiar, you said? Can I attack it? Like, does it have stats?
It has her defenses, 1 hit point.
I suppose I'll let
I believe when it dies,
with her go out back.
Okay.
She loses a
surge. I'm just
going to
do this then, just because it would make sense if they were there.
Who's going to throw an arrow in the front with the sword?
Me.
Okay.
You're totally going to die.
I am.
Okay. Who's this?
That's me.
Oh, then it's the week to kill Jacob.
Awesome. I assume we skipped that last week. So
we did.
I think I'm due. Yeah.
These people speed.
They've got a speed of 5, and then the power lets them shift 2 before the attack.
They're rogues. So, awesome.
Yep. That's why they're flanking. Okay, so we ready for some fun? All right, you ready for some football?
Stabby, stabby.
Okay, we're gonna start with Jacob. You know my rule: the first roll of the night always has to be a 20.
Awesome.
Should I start with you or the wizard? I really didn't want to play.
That's why I waited an hour and a half.
Okay, I'll start with the wizard. I'll throw you a bone this week.
All right.
Okay, so
wizard's gonna.
My two dudes move up. They get a little flanking bonus. They're rolling it. And I got a 5 and a 6, so it's probably not going to do it. But let me do the math. Okay. It's going to be 5 plus the modifier, so that's going to be 13 versus AC and 14 versus AC. Okay, so those two guys missed. Okay, Jacob, I was holding the 20s back for you.
I know.
You ready?
Thanks. Sure.
So I'm 8 plus the dice.
Awesome.
18?
Yeah.
Come on. And a 4. So the 12 will probably miss, but the 26 should hit. Okay, 5 points of poison damage.
That's it?
Yeah. They're minions. They do set damage.
Kind of gathered that. Okay. Roll.
Charles.
Okay.
Then monsters. Then Connie. Then Jacob. Which one are you? You're this dude here?
Yeah.
That is not good.
So remember, ranged attacks are going to draw opportunity attacks from those guys.
Are you on a ladron?
No.
If you are insisting on doing a ranged attack, I would encourage you to shift 1 square first. You're still going to draw an opportunity attack, but you're only going to get it from one guy.
Did you happen to take the teleportation ruins guard power?
Or you could use your beguiling strands and try and just blast them. That does not, because that's a blast.
Can only do one, though.
Does it attack everyone or just enemies?
Just enemies.
So you could I'll sort of do it this way.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Wait, what's it against?
Oh, it doesn't hit you anyways.
Yeah.
Good.
It's selective.
Yeah, it's selective.
Okay, roll it up. I'll just be 1 sec.
So, number 1. That's nice. Number 2.
Do you want to focus fire? Or?
It's going to be a 12 plus. It's probably going to hit.
17.
So that's a 17. This 17 is a hits. Natural one.
That natural one misses. 17 hits. Does the power do any damage?
4.
Dead. He's a minion. You just had to hit him. Okay. What's the range on that again?
5.
So push them whether or not they hit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can get that guy if you would move to there first. So roll up against that guy.
And this guy, right?
No.
No, it's got a...
Oh.
Oh, no. Yeah, you could get that guy as well.
11.
Sorry, versus Will?
Yeah.
Not enough. This guy?
19.
That'll hit.
Good job. All right.
Okay, so that would have required you to move first, but then you got the other two guys in the blast, so that was good. Right. You got a minor action if you want it, and an action point if you want to use it.
Nope, I'll do
it. Okay. Oh, I had those guys backwards. Did that last time, too. All right.
Already.
So,
who's this guy?
Me.
And Dimitri, who's this?
Me.
Dimitri.
Give me active perception checks, both of you guys, please.
That's a 1.
Okay, finger it. In the eye doesn't notice it. What did you get?
14.
Okay, so you happen to be looking over here, and you see these two guys that look the same. This guy blinks out of existence. 3 out of 4 packs. Nobody else realized that because the fight started. Everyone's starting to, oh my god, they're attacking. You just happen to be looking right at him and he just disappears.
All the different flip cards, and then you just circle whichever flip card it is.
This guy.
I'm sure won't be important.
I'm going to scream Romulan cloakers.
They're both terrible. They're both terrible options.
That guy comes running up to the paladin.
Bring it.
Oh, he's going to.
Multiplayer games, you definitely draw.
2d10 plus 20. It's going to be awesome.
He's going to crit too.
Oh, yeah. Do like 46 damage or something.
This dice has been cold all night. 11 versus AC.
No.
Okay. Connie, then Jacob. Connie, where are you in the map?
Okay, I have Guarded Flourish. My range and air attacks don't provoke opportunity attacks when you're
using
100 melee weapons. So I'm going to Magic Missile. The minion behind Dimitri.
Okay. So, he's gone.
Okay, I'm going to use a minor and my commander is active.
Okay. I trust you to keep me informed on whatever that's going to do.
Oh, it grants me a combat advantage.
Awesome. Okay, did you want to move? Or are you good where you are?
No, I'm good.
Okay, Jacob.
All right.
1, 2, passive attack, smashing first.
Okay. Not going to do it. Do you have to hit in order to get the second part of that attack?
Yeah.
Too bad.
It's only going to be a 12.
Action point.
What good are you, Jacob?
Next is going to be my monsters, then Dimitri, then Adam.
I'm going to mark him anyways.
Okay.
The minion?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm going to throw on my stun form.
Okay.
And I think that's it.
Done. Okay. My little demon guys. Do they have that? Yeah, they do. Okay. This guy moves to there. Then he tries to attack Dimitri.
From range?
Yeah, he's got a range of 3. This is versus reflex. Yeah, 16 versus reflex. Okay, it does no damage, but he gets to slide you over and to a square adjacent, and you are grabbed. So on your turn, in order to escape, you've got to use your move action to get up. Now that you're next to him, I'm glad that hit, because he wouldn't have been able to move up next to you, would have charged you. Okay, so now that you're there, he tries to pound on you.
He's got 2 attacks.
That was a minor action to do the grab. That's why it did no damage. The 19 on the die will do it. 27 versus AC, be more than enough. 9 points of damage. Poison damage. Does anyone have resist poisons?
No.
Okay, so I'm not. If I forget to tell you, all their damage is poison, but if nobody has resist, it won't matter. Okay, and so that was that guy. He tries to attack the wizard with the grab thing. 18 versus reflex? 18 versus reflex?
Okay,
so he grabs you, sucks you over next to him. And then he tries to punch you. And he got a 21 versus AC.
Yes.
Okay. 10 points of damage. Make sure you guys let me know when they're bloodied, because their tactics will change if you're bloodied. Okay, Dimitri, then Adam.
Attack!
Okay.
Oh.
So you suffer no attack penalties while you're grabbed. You just can't leave the square. And you know from experience that if monster can grab you, it can probably do bad things while you're grabbed.
Right. And escaping the grab is a move or a standard?
It's a move action. You can't leave the square, but you basically just wriggle free of the.
Yeah, I'll do that for my move. I'll try.
Okay. I mean, if you fail, there's no. You just give up your move action. Yeah. So, athletics or acrobatics?
Athletics.
Okay. So, what's the number?
13.
You don't have any modifiers on that?
Nope.
Fortunately, that's enough. 12 is enough.
Okay. So, we're going to attack him. Taking a swing with
Or no, sorry, 13 was your number. Bang on the money. Yeah.
That, give him some bull strength. 17 versus AC?
Nope, not gonna do it. Sorry.
That's my turn.
Action point?
Yeah, let's do the action point.
Okay.
Next attack.
Yeah! Oh, a 1. It happens all the time. Did anyone else use an action point this round? Did you?
No.
Nope.
Just checking. Just don't want to keep asking if you've used it. Adam!
First, I'm divine.
You saved the best for last.
Yep. Now I'll bolstering strike him, so.
Or not.
Yeah.
That was really anticlimactic. Action point?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Hey, look at that. I still got a minion left in the second round.
Well.
He's marked by
me.
By you, right?
I don't like that dice.
He's gonna delay.
Seriously, God,
they're squeaking to each other. So, Charles.
So, what? I can't move because I'm grabbed.
You can't. Correct. You can't move because you grab, but it doesn't affect anything else. So, if you wanted to attack the monster with a melee attack, it wouldn't. You don't have any penalties. If you make an escape attempt and it works, that counts as your move action. You don't leave the square. So if you wanted to actually get away from him, you'd have to use one move action to free yourself and a second move action to then actually physically move away, assuming the first one worked. Or you could try and use an attack against him that does force movement. So if you did a Beguiling Strands on him and it hit him, it would push him away, and that automatically breaks a grab.
Okay. And if it's ranged, I'd get...
If it's ranged, he'll get a free attack on you, yeah.
So then, yeah, I got to do Beguiling.
Okay. Versus Will, right?
Can he get a burst like this?
Yep.
You could get this guy in it. Not this guy, though. It's one or the other of these two. So, yeah, you might as well. I'll try and get that guy as well. So start with the guy next to you. See if you can push him. So you're still going to be grabbed, but check out this guy.
14.
14's your number, right on the money. How much damage?
4.
Now, I believe the paladin has a mark, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want him to be moved?
Sure.
You can move him 3 squares less than whatever the power would normally allow.
Yeah. 3.
And it's got to be away from you.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Sorry, how much damage was that?
4.
Trying to kill the minions.
Okay.
Yep.
This guy jumps right back in the order.
Oh, so he's still going to movement, doesn't he?
Yeah, you can still try and escape. You might as well try. You can use athletics or acrobatics.
Athletics or acrobatics.
One's strength based, one's dex based. Your numbers are awful in both, so probably doesn't matter. But that's enough. Okay. So this guy, the minion, he's going to attack Jacob because he's been marked. He was hoping for combat advantage, but he couldn't get it. That might actually hit. 19 versus AC?
Yep.
3 points of damage.
All right.
And this guy, this is the guy. He's marked by the defender, right? How much damage does he take? Like 7 or 8 points if he doesn't attack you?
8, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. He's not going to do that.
Come by the fighter. Water's flowing.
He disappears. Doof. He remains marked. But that's his action this turn. This guy.
Oh, he wants to attack the treasure chest. I know what he does.
Let's go see how far away. He appears back there. And he attacks the Bladesinger. 21 versus AC.
That will hit.
Okay, a couple of things happen. So, ouch.
You die.
The damage dice got hot. So, you take 16 damage, and you are weakened. So that means any attack you make that does any damage will be half.
I didn't get hit by that. Not that it matters.
That's
I haven't
a save
been
end. So at the end of your turn, you can try and shrug off that effect.
I am bloody.
You are bloody. Wow, that can take long.
Well, you did hit the.
Yeah, I know. I rolled.
I guess that mean. Wait.
What was that level one character? Level one striker for 16?
Yeah. Something like that. Okay, that guy went. That guy went. That guy disappeared. Where was disappearing guy? He was over here.
Yeah.
Dimitri,
yeah.
Give me an active perception check, please.
I will do that.
Okay, so 14. What's happened is you saw the other guy disappear last time, so you're really paying attention. And then when this guy, the same type of creature, disappeared, you actually can see a little bit of the water sort of shifting around, and you can hear a little bit. He's gone invisible, and he's moving around the battlefield. And you can hear him trying to basically get around behind these guys. Connie, and then Jacob.
Okay. I will use second wind.
Okay.
Unless you want to, like,
nope.
Adam's right next to you. You can hold if you think you can hold out.
Okay, I'm gonna use second.
Remember,
one.
Pays are sexual favors.
This is a family show. Keep it clean.
Okay.
So when are my characters ever family show material?
Yeah, no, that's and you wondered why I wasn't using this session for the recordings.
It would make it more fun.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so
Connie,
is that standard when I use
it? It is a standard action unless
you're
a dwarf.
Which is why I picked the dwarf.
Don't forget, as a gnome, unless you've taken some funny option, you have the racial power that you can go invisible. I think it's if you get hit, you can go invisible.
Yeah.
So just remember that for if this happens again in the future, because in that way, on your turn, if you're invisible, you can just walk away and it won't provoke an opportunity action, because they have to be able to see you to do that. Did you want to use your second wind now?
Yeah.
Okay. So you also would get a move and a minor if you want them. I assume that's going to bring you up above your bloody value, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Did you want to move, or are you good where you are? And then when you're done, you're going to need to make a saving throw.
So if I move...
If you move more than one square, he's going to get a free swing at you.
You can shift beside my
character. Just shift to there, maybe.
Yeah, you can get up to here if you want, which is not adjacent to any of the monsters yet.
Yet.
Wait, can I shift?
Yeah, you can shift one square. So you can come up here.
Beside I.
Here.
Okay. All the cool people are doing it.
And have to make a saving throw?
Well, you don't have to, but I would encourage you to.
Okay, I want to.
So you need a 10 or better, unless you've got a power that would give you an additional bonus. So roll it up. So 6. Unfortunately, that's not going to do it. So you're gonna stay weakened? Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to use your second wind, that's a good time to do it when you're weakened, because your attacks would have been less potent anyway. Jacob, you're up, then my monsters, then Dimitri. So, Jacob, where are you?
I'm right there.
You want to try and attack that minion, or are you going to go after someone else?
Yeah, let's kill the minion.
Smash. I assume you would let them know, hey, there's an invisible monster moving around?
Yeah, okay. It's dead.
You got him?
Yeah, cool.
Okay, so Dimitri has informed you. He's like, watch out for these guys, they go invisible. And he's pointing out, he's like, he's going around behind you guys. I believe with a fighter he has to engage him.
Yeah, have to attack it.
Did you want to move?
Yeah, probably.
You don't have anyone next to you, right?
I don't.
This guy is over there all by himself. He's a wizard.
It's true.
Try and get into flank.
I could flank this guy.
You could.
One, two.
He goes next.
Three.
Yeah, you can absolutely get into a flank position. Now you can use your action point.
I could.
You can get that +2 for the flank. You can show him who's boss.
I could. I still have a minor, don't I?
Yep.
Oh, I got 4/10 flat. Yeah, sure. I'll try to swing him. Crush him attack.
Bring it on. Nice.
Hit.
One, low damage, unfortunately, but
seven,
that's not bad.
Plus another 9, it's going to be 16, plus another 4 is 20 damage.
20 damage, nice.
He gets combat advantage against me.
Okay, he is bloodied.
I'll mark him for kicks.
I'm going to just put this on you so I remember.
Yep.
And you mark him as well?
Yep.
Okay. You know what then, he will definitely attack you on his turn. So just work that into your defenses, please, because I'm going to forget. Okay, anything else?
I presume he's going to hit me. No, go.
Okay. Mr. Demon. He... No, that's Adam. Okay, what does he got? What does he got?
I don't have a shield, sorry. I got the sword and a dagger.
He tries to hack at you with his claw. I haven't rolled a crit all night, you know. I'm due. 20 versus AC?
Yeah.
I guess 22 with a combat advantage. Okay. This is going to bloody you. 11 points. Poison damage. Did you have any temps?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, so you're probably okay. This one over there. Oh, actually, you know what? He's going to try and grab you as well. Watch, now I'm going to roll the 20. No, he missed on the grab. Okay, that guy tries to grab. And he's going to 21 versus reflex. So you're grabbed again. And he pulls you around to there. Then he attacks you. Freaking 7, probably not. 15 versus AC. Okay. Dimitri, then Adam.
Attack! He's bloodied?
Excellent. Yes, he is.
Excellent, I get bonuses.
Bring it on.
Get plus 3 to whatever I'm going to do.
Adam, you know what you're going to do next?
Yep.
It's going to be the conductive defense. 10 plus 9 plus 3, 22 versus AC.
The toughest monster's defense is 19. Any roll of 19 or better will hit anything on the board. Nice. Okay, he's not liking you very much, but he's marked by Jacob, so he can't really do anything about it. Anything else? You want to move away, or are you good where you are?
I'm good where I am.
Okay, Adam.
Move me beside the green demon.
Over here?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah,
after he dragged you there, I thought, that's probably not a good idea.
I thought it was great.
So I'll try fear some smite on him.
Okay, be fierce. Nice.
13 plus 9, yep. So that
more than enough. Charles, you give me next.
2, 5, 10. I'll do Essence of Death, so I take 2 damage, and I can deal an extra 5 to him, so 15 damage. He takes a negative 3 to attack rolls.
Okay, just remind me of that on his turn. Okay, anything else?
Nope.
Is he marked?
Actually, you know
what? Did you want to mark him as minor action?
Yeah, I'll mark him. I'll action point.
Good.
And bolstering strike.
Trying some temporary 6, hit points
9,
out of the deal?
Yeah.
15.
So 15 versus its
AC. Plus he's flanked, right? So that's going to be 17.
Did you work that in?
No, I did not.
It's versus AC is not going to be enough.
Mm.
These little demon guys, they have an armor class of 19. That's
That's
the toughest thing on the board for that defense. Okay, Charles. Then a bunch of my monsters. Actually, the minions are dead, so that won't matter. Yep. There's no other monsters there, so. That'll hit as well. Yep. Okay. And it breaks your. Yep, thanks, Jay. And how much damage?
Just 4.
I think that helps. Okay. So now you can move because you're free.
Now I'm far away.
You got range attacks. You're a wizard.
Yeah.
You got a big encounter power you can drop on him?
Zap zap. Yeah. Yeah, I could. I'll spend an action point and do that.
Well, you haven't. Oh, yeah, because you already did your standard action. Sorry. Yeah. Did you want to use your action point?
Sure.
Go.
Just use an encounter power then.
Good call. Who is this on?
Same guy.
Okay.
Against Will.
Okay.
Alright, we're gonna join you guys.
Probably not.
Nope.
Do the math.
7.
No. Okay.
You did that just to annoy him, didn't you?
Well, no, not just to annoy him, but it was certainly annoying. Okay. This guy disappears.
Coward.
This guy appears. He attacks you. He's got combat advantage because he was invisible. And he's going to roll 18 plus, so it's going to be well over 20.
Yep,
there goes the wizard.
Yep.
One of them.
Hey, you leave her alone. I rolled low, though. 12 damage. Oh, you're already weakened. You should attack someone else. Oh, well. And you're weakened.
Weakened again?
Well, it's save ends. So. There you go. So now remember, this is a common misunderstood thing with 4th edition with invisibility. Just because you are invisible doesn't mean they don't know where you are. You have to make a stealth check on your turn. Otherwise, they know exactly. You are in that square. I can't see you, but I know you're there, and I can certainly still attack you. I just have a harder time of doing it. Any move action At the end of the move action, you can make a stealth check, and because you're invisible, you get a huge bonus. But if you don't make the stealth check, then again, oh, well, look, I can hear going over there, or I see trees rustling, whatever. If you're invisible, you have to consciously and actively make stealth checks to try and actually be hidden. So for now, you've gone invisible. He assumes you're going to stay in that square, and for now, you have to. But just be mindful of that. And if you make any attack actions while you're visible, you become visible. So. Okay, so he attacked. He did some damage. The other guy disappeared. Give me a perception check, please. I need a big number. No, not going to be enough.
16.
Okay, so this other guy, when he disappeared, poof, you have no idea where he went. Awesome on his stealth check. Okay. And Connie, it's your turn. So you are invisible.
Okay, so I can move anywhere.
Yes, it will not provoke opportunity attacks because they cannot see you. But now, depending on what you're trying to accomplish, like, I don't know, how long does the invisibility last? Just till the end of your turn?
Yeah, the end of my turn.
Okay, so then the stealth won't matter.
Besides
because
the paladin, so
you're gonna, they're going to see you at the end of the turn anyway.
Yeah, but it's Adam and Kimberly. I don't think so. Yeah. I'm not going to pay him.
Then you drink a healing potion. I'm sure you had one of those.
No, I don't have one.
Who ended up with the healing potions?
I have one.
There's one, and we never decided who got the second one. I was assuming the other wizard got one.
We'll assume you have the other healing potion. You can drink it as a minor
Everybody
action.
Else has two hands full, yeah. So...
Do you want me to drink it?
It's up to you.
It requires a minor action to pull it out, and a minor action to drink it.
So then I wouldn't be able to do a standard?
You would get a standard, but you wouldn't be able to move.
You can change.
I don't know what you're trying to accomplish, so yeah. You can always downgrade. An attack can become a move can become a minor. You can't go up.
So if I drink the potion, I can't move and I will have to roll a spell check. To make sure they don't move.
Well, you can. You basically, after you finish with the potion, you would have one thing. You could either attack or move. And then at the end of that you would become visible.
So if I drink the potion, I can move and attack.
No.
Either or.
It's one or the other. Yeah. Or you can just say, forget it, I'll drink the potion next time.
Yeah, I'm not drinking it. yeah, I like to play. Okay,
where would you like to be?
Let's see, one.
Where are you trying to get to?
This guy.
Just
can
like next
here?
One? Here?
Yeah. Sorry.
Can move to the other side, too.
He's running combat advantage.
You're going to get a combat advantage anyway because you're invisible when you start the attack.
So I'm going to use Blade Song.
Okay. Now remember, you're weakened, so you're only going to deal half damage.
Can I roll the save now, or do you have to?
No, at the end of your turn.
Okay. I want to use a melee attack.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, if you've got something that does lots and lots of damage, I would hold it. Oh yeah, more than enough.
So that's 7 and half of 7.
Right.
So 3.
Okay.
And then I'm using...
So now you're visible, they can see you.
Okay, can I use Dazzling Sunray? Negative 2 penalty to attack rolls?
Okay. Wait, what kind of action is it?
It's an at will special.
Yeah, but is
it's
it
a no action, I believe.
No, it's after I use a.
Oh, a no action.
Second.
Then, yeah, sorry, what is the. What is
a negative 2 penalty to attack rolls until the end of your next turn.
On the monster?
Yep.
Okay, just remind me when his turn comes up.
It also takes
okay.
X more damage.
You need to make saving throw, yeah. So 10 or better to get rid of the weakened. You are no longer weakened.
Good, now I don't have to use my divine mantle.
Okay. Jacob.
Right.
That would cost you 20 gold.
So, yeah, I'm gonna crunch that guy.
Okay. That'll hit. I was gonna say, he doesn't have a lot of hit points left, so I'm probably gonna do this here.
Plus 17 damage?
Yeah, he had 7 hit points.
Yeah.
Gone. Boom. Destroyed.
He's dead. I get more temporary hit points. And it would have been...
So you did a standard already, right?
Yeah. Who's okay. next?
This guy's next, and then Dimitri.
Try
and
to get
then
between
Adam.
Him and the wizard.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might do
What's
that.
Your speed?
5.
Because you can jump over the difficult terrain, no problem.
Well, if I still
I mean our
there.
Bloody
Or
wizard.
You can get next one, yeah. Okay.
And... Minor. Can help me.
this point.
How much damage is the mark going to do to him?
8. Saw that one coming.
Yeah.
That was good for now.
14 versus AC.
Oh, so he moved. Oh, he shifted.
Because you didn't mark him, right?
No.
Because you didn't attack him. So he shifted the one because he was marked by the paladin, attacked and missed. Dimitri, then Adam.
I'm just going to rush up to. Yeah.
I didn't want to move him to that square, but he couldn't get away without drawing an opportunity attack.
Me.
Conductive defense for a big whack.
Nice, that'll hit.
7 damage.
Okay, he's now bloodied.
If he attacks anybody but me, he takes 4 damage.
Now is that a mark?
The next attack.
You're a defender, right?
Yeah.
So does that?
It's
that's
not
like,
a mark.
It's not a mark?
No, it's just the attack that I give him.
Okay. So now he's really screwed. Okay, Adam.
I'm taking damage.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Was that an encounter or?
Next turn, no, I think this is his version of tanking.
If he attacks anyone, but.
You know what? It missed before, but it's bound to hit one of these days. Bolstering strike.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, that'll
hit. Do it. Yep.
So he takes. Eight damage,
eight.
And I get 3 temps.
What kind of weapon is your character using that you roll 2 dice?
No, I just. It was on the edge.
Oh, I was like, maybe he's using a greatsword or something. Two D6s.
No,
D6s.
I want to.
I find with the paladin, you have to use a shield.
I know.
My job is to stand there and soak up damage. Charles, where
and
are you?
It's a warhammer, by the way.
I am here.
Yeah.
So we'll do winged horde here, area burst.
Is it all creatures or just enemies? Because Dimitri's in that.
Enemies.
Okay, so you're good.
Yeah. Against Quill.
Okay, so start on this guy.
13.
No. Yes. What happens?
1d6 damage.
Any other bad things?
They cannot take opportunity attacks.
Nice. Okay, so sorry, it was 5 plus how much?
I think that's it. Yeah, it's just
should
1d6.
Be at the top of the thing.
Well, it's just 1d6.
Just straight up? Okay. Okay. Come on! Disappears. I'm just moving you over for me now. Just for fun. Indeed.
It loves you.
18 versus AC.
Yep.
14 damage, and you are weakened. Save ends.
Done.
You were you bloody before?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, too bad. Still weakened. So you're down, unconscious?
No, I was not bloodied before.
Oh, okay. Well, you're bloody now.
Yeah.
And you're down, you're unconscious?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Cackles with this weird sort of fluty sound.
Not healing the wizard.
Okay. Connie, where are you? You're over here.
Oh, it's my turn? Okay.
Yep.
Smack shit.
You know there's an invisible monster somewhere on the board. He was over here a minute ago. You absolutely can. Let me roll his stealth check first. Okay.
9 plus...
Excellent. No. Nope, not enough. You know he started somewhere. I can't remember which square. I think he was in this square. So
he was.
Yeah. He probably doesn't go too far, but other than that, you have no idea.
Can I
actually? It counts as a minor action. You can do another perception check if you want.
11, 16.
Nope, still not enough. You can. You can just randomly pick a square. Like, if you've got a power that attacks multiple areas, you can just say, I attack these squares, whatever. And if he happens to be there, then we'll roll it up.
Can I use another minor and do the potion?
You need to draw it. It's a minor action to pull it out.
So I can't do that.
You can pull it out this time, and the next time you'll have it as a minor action. You can drink it, if you're still conscious. But if you fall unconscious, at least the potion's in your hand, and the next guy comes up, doesn't have to waste a minor action finding it in your backpack.
He's already used your healing surge.
I can't do anything. I know. Just rummage through her pockets to find a potion.
Can I still move?
No, you've used 2 minor actions because you tried to spot him 2 times.
Okay.
So you can either move or attack. Jacob, you're going to be next.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I move, this guy has opportunity attacks against me?
Well, he's marked by one of your friends, so he's probably not going to take it, but he could.
Does that affect happen and what? Because right now, there was no opportunities.
That was the invisible guy.
Only the invisible guy got it?
I will move here.
Like that?
He can't make opportunity attacks either.
He didn't get hit.
Oh.
Unless the power says it's everybody, is it an effect, or was it based on the hit condition? He's not going to anyway because he's marked. He's going to take
the
damage.
Target cannot take opportunity actions until he ends on hit. Yeah.
Yeah. So that guy's not affected.
So do I still have a standard?
No, that was your standard. You had to use to move over there.
Okay.
And you don't have any conditions, so you're fine. Jacob.
Maybe you should have charged.
Yeah. Well, you can do that. You could have charged to get over there. So hang on, just one sec. So yeah, you can make a melee basic attack because you could have charged up and then swung at him when you got there. Watch. That'll hit.
That's 9 damage.
He's dead. He had 8
awesome.
Hit points. That was pretty good.
That was
yeah.
Super.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just enough.
Can you get over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's smack that guy around.
Should I get the wrong enemy out there?
Okay. It's going to be, it's going to be like a 20 to hit.
A 20 will definitely hit. He has not taken any damage yet.
8 plus 9 is 17 plus 4 is 21.
21 damage?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Yeah, he's kind of bloodied. Like
only kind of?
Almost kind of dead bloodied.
What the heck? I'll turn.
Did you have to charge to get there?
No.
Okay. So you moved and you attacked?
I moved. I'll mark him.
I could have marked him.
Whatever.
I'll go invisible. Just because I can.
Okay. So just remind me, because if a guy shows up and attacks you last time.
I just put the -5 to my AC.
Yeah. Okay, Dimitri, then Adam.
I'll rush up to his. Not flank him. I don't have an archer beside him, I guess, on the other side.
Yeah. Over here?
Yep. And just give him a whack. Conductive defense.
Not enough. Adam!
Shifting beside the wizard. Take a surge +5.
He pays for the surge. You just record the healing effects.
You owe me 10 gold now.
You guys can roleplay that out next time.
And...
+5, you say?
Yep. God bless the voting.
Remember, you start at 0. When you're hurt,
yeah.
You always start counting up at 0. So if you're at -10 and he gives you 11, you don't have 1. You have 11.
And I will try bolstering strike.
I was going to say, it hasn't worked yet. Why start now?
Technically, it worked last time.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so Charles, you're awake. You are still weakened, and you are still prone.
Okay.
So it's a move action to stand up.
Standing up doesn't have any...
But depending on what your action is, it may not have any detrimental effect to you. And the monster is marked, so he's not going to attack you, because it's going to draw a free attack from someone else.
Okay, well, I just
want to
get away.
So, okay, so these are your options. While you're on the ground, you can crawl away at half your speed,
okay.
But it draws an opportunity attack.
It does.
But he is marked.
But again, he's marked.
Okay.
And if he tries to attack you, Jacob's going to get a free swing. I'll tell you right now, that free swing will kill him, so he's not going to take it. Or you can stand up first and then do a full move away. Again, opportunity attack because you're moving more than one square away.
Right.
But again, Jacob's going to pound him, and if he hits, it'll kill him, so he's probably not going to do it.
We'll crawl.
So crawl away. It's this monster's intelligence. 6. Yeah, he's going to do it. I don't get to use a percentile dice enough. We'll say 76 through 100, he swings. 96. Okay, right. So, Jacob, go.
Yeah. It's going to be +10, so 19 AC.
Oh, yeah, got that. That's it. Okay.
It's going to be 9 plus.
He had 7 hit points. He's dead.
Yeah,
he just, how much? Because you were bloody, the creature would be like, well, I can still try and kill you. So, okay. This guy. Yes.
Because
your turn—it's still technically your turn.
Why?
So you did a move action.
Character.
Yeah.
And while you did that, Jacob pounded him. He's like, he's dead. Okay. So now you still have an attack action and a minor action.
Just stand up.
So you can stand up in place of an attack.
Yeah. Stand
okay.
up.
Okay. And make a saving throw against the. Make a saving throw against the weakened.
Against the what?
Weakened.
Still weakened.
Oh. Yeah. And you are still weakened.
Wait, was that? Oh, it wasn't.
6.
Oh, I thought.
Are you human?
Yes.
Do you have the human +4 power, the action surge?
No.
Yeah, you took the extra at will?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. Okay. This little guy appears. and runs like hell. Because he can only stay invisible until the start of his turn. So he takes off because he's not stupid enough to stick around.
But I wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
I told you that was going to take him out. Okay, so after all the monsters are gone and you guys are like, oh my god, we're hurt, and you can now spend healing surges because the encounter, the combat part of the encounter is over. So make sure you record those accurately because this will matter. As you, you know, I assume you sort of come back up to dry land to catch your breath. The wizard eventually makes a saving throw and is no longer weakened. And, you know, you sort of, as I described at the beginning, there's this canoe here that's sort of on its side. And you look in the canoe while you're catching your breath. And it's an old, rusted out canoe that sits on the shore. And you automatically see it. You don't have to make a roll for it. But inside, there is a moldering body. And on the body, you can catch the glint of some coins. So whoever died here had some deep pockets. So if you guys want, you can search through his pockets.
Sure.
Okay, while searching through his pockets, you find 50 gold pieces. So that's 10 apiece. He also has a miscellaneous magical item on him, which I'm going to let Connie roll for. Roll a d20, please. Roll a 20. Yeah! He's got two magical items on him.
Awesome.
I'm going to roll the two. Okay. Another 20, unfortunately. It very clearly says if a 20 comes up again, reroll it. That's the only 20 I've rolled all night on a stupid treasure table.
Good.
Okay, plus one armor. It's veteran's armor. I don't know what that is, but we'll double check it. Other item is... Actually, I'm going to do it this way. Since we rolled a 20 and then another 20, I'm just going to let you guys pick. So, who doesn't yet have a magic item?
Well, does the potion count?
No.
No.
So, what do you use, that weapon or an implement?
Implement.
Well, you have a staff, right?
Orb.
Or even orb.
So one of the options is plus one magic wand, staff, orb, or rod. Let me just see if there are any actual.
Yeah,
orbs.
Get like a plus one implement.
Yeah. So you know what? Let's just do that because I think the 2020 is awesome. So among this guy's swag, he was clearly a wizard with deep pockets. He's got this magic orb, and he was on his way to sell this armor that he clearly couldn't use himself. And it's gift wrapped, and it says, you know, to Steve, happy birthday from, you know, Merlin the Enchanter. And
awesome.
P.S. You know, you owe me for this. Ha ha ha. And you're like, geez, what was that all about? So as far as that goes for your character, well, you use character builder, right?
Yes.
So just give him a straight up regular old plus one orb, equip it, and then it'll do all the math. But that's going to give you plus one to all your attacks and plus one to damage and plus 1d6 on a crit. Okay. Okay. So the other thing was, what did I say it was? Veterans armor. Anyone know what that is? I don't know if players handle
no.
it with me. So,
no.
My only concern is that I know some of the armor can only be for like metal armors, and some can only be non-metal armors. So
sounds like metal armor to
I
me.
Think it has to be, I mean, I could be totally wrong, but I'm thinking it has to be chain scale or plate. I think it's the one where you spend an action point, you get to do something.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I think it's if you spend an action point, you get a bonus to the attack roll or something.
I can find out.
Honestly,
when I get home.
Yeah, we'll look it up. But in worst case scenario, it's plus one to defenses. So, who wants it?
Like, I figure I'll go for a plus one defense. I think three of us are running.
Because you guys who already bought items, those don't count against your, you know, in adventure count, right? Because like, it's supposed to be everyone gets an item before you get a second one. But if you guys paid for those out of your own pocket,
yeah,
I'm not counting that against you. You earned those ones. So, I mean, anyone who wants it, speak up. We'll do a roll off. You guys can figure out who's who, or you can be diplomatic about it.
I'll roll off.
You want in on this
I don't
roll
think
roll
we're going to have plus two weapon anytime soon.
No.
So.
Plus one to your armor
much
class.
There.
Do you use armor?
She uses leather.
So. Yeah, don't sweat it then. Okay, so you guys, defenders? Makes sense the defenders roll.
I got 9.
3. 2.
I win.
Jacob gets it. Okay. If you find out that it's something that your character can't use, then we'll...
I'll donate
actually,
to
no, do this.
Oh, I didn't
it's veteran's armor. If veteran's armor doesn't work because your character can't wear it, just take regular old plus one armor instead. Okay, so let me just double check that there wasn't any other story elements at the end, but I think that was it for now. The boathouse, we did that. Okay, once the heroes have defeated the Blights, there is nothing stopping them from entering the boathouse. Secret passage to Black Lake sewers here, a trapdoor concealed under a dusty, half-rotted rug in the middle of the room. This reveals a tunnel leading down into the sewers, a legacy of when this particular area was not part of the lake, but a regular street. You get 300 experience points each. You get the money we already talked about and the magic swag we already talked about.
300? Awesome.
Yeah. I believe next week's is worth 300 as well.
So you said.
So I'm not going to be a full draft next week, anyways.
No.
Dang.
They did it just for you.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it. Let's stop the recording.